Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, the second touchdown to Brandon before the snap, he was waving for you, trying to get you to be aware that he was out there. Did you see that? What did you see on that sequence there?
I didn't see him waving. I knew where he was going to be. It was quarters, and he just split them, so I was just kind of waiting for him to get past the safety before I put it up.
On the shorter one.
He was waving me on that one too. he acts like I don't know the formations or something. On that one, I worked to the short side first, and I got covered up pretty good. So just came back side and B kind of had him posted up and just made a heck of a play.
How confident are you when Alshon and Brandon have a 5-6 inch height advantage on the guy?
Yeah, you have to be. Down there. Field's so short that the height it matters, but you just have to put it in the right place. So B does a great job of using his body and climbing the ladder there.
Is there more of a concerted effort to give them a chance at those contested throws, or did you see more man to man today?
Caught a lot of single high out of those guys. We wanted to kind of go at 21. We knew he was a little bit smaller. 29's got some length and some speed, so we wanted to put some balls up to our right side. We got a few opportunities to do it.
The Vikings play a lot of man, but were you surprised you saw that much, considering some of the success teams that have played zone against?
We didn't see that much man. We saw a lot of three deep, which turns into man, I guess, a little bit farther down the field. But they didn't play a ton of man to us.
Just in general, with what you guys have been through lately, how big is this, or big of a relief?
Yeah, I mean, the questions get a little bit easier after a win, and everyone can relax a little bit, but we got a long season. I think last week the guys did a great job coming together and realizing that we got a better team in that locker room than what we're playing with. So we had to go out there, and we had a good week of practice. But like I said, we've had good weeks of practice before. We just had to play better and make some plays, overcome some things, and we did all that today.
Is that a message that you shared with your teammates, that you guys have got a better team than you had shown?
What do you mean?
Well, you said that you guys realized that you had a better team than you had put out there lately. Is that something you talked to teammates about?
It's kind of generalizing things. We talk throughout the week constantly, so.
Jay, you said earlier in the week, obviously, you wanted to give Alshon a chance to make some of the plays that you've seen before. What did you see out of him today overall in that effort he gave?
The one in the red zone, I think we both won a couple of those back. We had a zero blitz. Wish we would have gave him a shot on that one. But Alshon did what Alshon does. He was on the sideline. He climbed up there. He caught some big balls for us, converted some third downs. We got to keep him going and keep B going. We weren't able to get the ball to Marty as much as we probably like to. That's how it goes sometimes.
With most of your games left at home,
how much of an advantage is it for you?
It turned into an advantage. The first half of the season, it wasn't an advantage for us. We squandered a lot of games here, didn't play up to our potential, so we got to get things going back the right way.
Jay, what can you say about the protection plan today, not just the offensive line, but the moving pocket, everything to keep the pass rushers back?
Yeah, I think we talked about it Thursday. They find ways to get pressure. I think they came in with 30 sacks or something like that, a lot of hurries. They show you a lot of different fronts and some blitzes. They got us once today. With the pressure, I thought we'd get picked up. But the guys did a heck of a job.
On the sweep, on fourth and goal, did you think the play was going to work when you were in the middle of it, or did you think, no, I'm not going to?
Whenever we snapped it, I felt good about it. It's just how quickly he can flow over the top, and he got over top pretty quickly. And, we were 2-on-1 out there with Bush, so They made a good play there.
Early on, just before the unsportsmanlike penalty there, kind of the fumble question that they had, is that something that is that like a signal you send to the defender that don't hit me, the play's dead, and is that something you might reconsider moving forward?
Whenever you throw the ball on the ground?
Yeah.
I think everyone does that across the league. It's pretty pretty universal. If there's the whistle's blown and you got the ball, you kind of just spike it in the ground and the play's dead. They didn't like that I did it, so I don't know if I'm the only quarterback that's banned from it in the league. We'll have to find out.
J,
Jay, you played a good portion of the game without the clock, without the play clock at times. How did that affect you guys as far as establishing a
lead? You know, we had the lead. It gets a little dicey whenever you're in 4 minute and you're trying to figure out the clock management situation. So it wasn't the greatest situation, but we made do.
The second interception with the blitz coming, what happened there?
Yeah, that's the pickup that I thought we had. And they switched up on us at the snap. Offensive line did a great job. I was just trying to put it kind of at Marty's feet and got away from me a little bit. So I got to do a better job there.
Defense came out much more aggressive today. It seemed like, did you see that coming this week? Did you feel it?
You know, you can feel their energy during the week. Mel, I think, does a great job throughout the week of telling those guys exactly what to expect, how we're going to play the game, what calls we're going to get into. Jared and Willie and all those guys, I thought they were really going. The front four and the back end played well.
Were they ticked off? Did they have a chip on their shoulder?
I think everyone in the locker room probably has a little bit of chip on their shoulder. No one's happy with where we're at. I think it showed today.
Jay, your mobility, you made good use of your mobility, the team did. Are you that much more comfortable doing that? I mean, is that something you're trying to promote, that kind of attack?
Yeah, definitely. We got to move the pocket. We got to help out the offensive line. Guys get some easy throws in the flat, get some stuff on the outside, because it's going to negate some of the pass rushes we see, keep teams off balance, make us a little bit less predictable.
On the touchdown to Alshon, when did your eyes get wide on that one, obviously?
I knew, you see him peeling out of that, and he's man on, and it's going to be hard to get it over the top. It's going to take a perfect throw, so we've made that throw a lot of kind of back shoulder, and Alshon does a great job with the ball in there.
Are you fairly oblivious to the crowd as far as cheers and boos, and how can that become a home field advantage for you guys?
We're going to keep winning. We've got to keep playing better. We got to keep winning. I think we knew that coming into the game. It was, someone said it, that we're probably not going to have the best home field advantage today, and rightfully so. We haven't performed the way the fans think we should perform. We haven't performed the way the players think we should. So we've got to give them a reason.
Jay, you went for it on fourth down like three or four times. Does that invigorate an offense? I mean, is that palpable? I mean, do you notice that has an effect, a positive overall?
If you make it. If you don't make it, it can hurt us. Matt did a great job. Up front, the guys did a great job of moving some piles. We had some third and shorts, some fourth and shorts, like you said. And to be able to convert those and keep drives going whenever we're deep, it's a good thing.
Jay, you said on Thursday, it starts with me, you were pretty honest and upfront about that. Did you feel some extra pressure, some extra responsibility today?
There's always pressure. There's always responsibility. You know, you can't let that affect the way you play the game on Sunday. And I thought we did a good job calling plays early and making sure we were in a rhythm, taking some shots, doing some ball control, running the ball. So once the game started, I just got to play.
Back to the fans, you think they have the right to boo?
I mean, they we've got to play better. As soon as we start playing better, they'll start becoming better fans.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.